Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus rose, Jesus rose, Jesus rose, Jesus rose, Jesus rose, Jesus rose, Jesus rose. Jesus rose, Jesus rose, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus rose, yes, he rose again, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose, amen, amen, glory to God, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Glory to God. We want to take the time to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today and the service today. Amen. Glory to God. It's still a service. Hallelujah. It's just online radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. The president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I want to encourage you, amen, glory to God, to get connected to what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus all around the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you would like to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, for more information, you can contact Prophetess Yvonne at her email address, yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne A. Wow. Amen. Just leave her a message there. Also, I want to take the opportunity to tell you about other ministries that are up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Glory to God. Powerful woman of God and prophet of God. Amen. Glory to God. On Sundays, we have the Hour of Power. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetess Martha Pathetic Corner from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. I'm Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Monday, we have Moments in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. We do encourage you to get in contact with Prophetess Yvonne so that you can receive a word on Monday that will jumpstart your week. It's a two-minute clip that you will receive through email or text. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For an offering of $25 or more, amen. You want to sow seed on good ground, amen. Glory to God. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with Prophetess Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen. You want to be a part of that show, amen. And then on Fridays, the first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call where you will have worship, praise, a preached word. And everyone that calls in that requests for prayer will be prayed for on that line. Amen. And it's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number for the prayer line is 1-605-475-4000. Access code is 494-4900. 1-800-570-POUND, and you must match the pound button. So put that in your phone. The first Friday of every month, and the next one will be May 1st. And last, we have Without Walls Worldwide Radio on Saturday with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. You want to be a part of that show. Glory to God. It is a good, good, good show. She can pray, preach, and do all of that. So you want to be a part of what God is doing with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah to Jesus. You want to be a part of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is all of our announcement for the day. Glory to God. But keep in mind, May 1st, Friday night prayer. God is going to do some great things on that line. Amen. Somebody going to get healed. Somebody going to get delivered. And somebody going to get set free. Glory to God. We're giving praise for it even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our message will be coming from John today. Glory to God. John, the 20th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 24. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, hallelujah, you can be looking for that. And if you're out and about in your own devotional time, when you get in and get relaxed, take the time to read the chapter before and the chapter after so that you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in his word. And I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for life. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. Father, we thank you for all things. For we know, Father God, without you, we are nothing and we have nothing. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the cross that he carried. We thank you, Father God, for his blood that he shed it over 2,000 years ago. Father God, we thank you for your son. We thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten son into the world that all might be saved. We glorify and magnify your name, O God, for you are worthy of all of our praises, O God. We praise your holy name, Lord, and we exalt your name on high, for there is no other God. You are the true and living God. Praise your holy name. Oh, God, we praise you right now, Father, for all things. We thank you right now for the new things. We thank you right now, Father, for the supernatural thing. We thank you right now, God, for all things, because all things are possible to those that believe in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for the lost, oh God, all over the world, Father, those that are lost in the mind and lost in the soul, oh God, lost and don't know what direction to go, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, God, that they will call on the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that they will begin to follow you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will save our soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that we'll seek you and not the things of the world, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, Father, the bereaved family, those that are behind prison bars. We pray, Father God, for comfort. Comfort them, Father, right where they are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the leaders of your ministry, God. We pray for the leaders of the country that they will make the right decision for your people, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy right now, God. Oh God, have mercy, Lord. We know you're able, God, to do all things, Father. We know that you're able, God. We know that you're willing, God. We know that you can, God. If they would just believe, God, if they would just come back to the Lord, come out of the world of sin, and come to the risen Savior, come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Repent of their sins even now, right now, while you yet have time, while the blood is running warm in your veins. Come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Jesus is soon to return, and you must know him for yourself. Glory to God. We pray, God, that they will come out of the world of sin. We pray that they will come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And we give you all of the praise, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. For he's worthy of all of our praises, good God Almighty. Hallelujah to Jesus. He's so worthy of all of our praises. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thanking God for Jesus. Thanking God for his word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus rose. Yes, he rose. He said, still lives. Glory to God. Jesus rose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our scripture reading will be coming from John, the 20th chapter. You should be there by now if you have your Bibles. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 24. Amen. Glory to God. And the word of God reads, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Jesus came. He rose. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the print of the nail, and put my finger into the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were with them, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus. Good God Almighty. There comes Jesus. Woo, Jesus. The door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then he to Thomas said, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Glory to God. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Ooh, God, add a blessing to the readers and the doers of your holy word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. The title of the message today is that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Title is that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about the manifested presence of God. Hallelujah. We talked about the infallible proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. For in Acts 1, it tells us that Jesus was with the disciples for 40 days, glory to God. He was with them. He ate with them. He talked with them about the things of the kingdom. He was giving them infallible proof that they might believe, glory to God, hallelujah. All of the things were done that they would believe, that their faith would be built to know that Jesus had risen from the dead, that Jesus was truly the Christ, that Jesus was truly the Son of God. Because the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that they disciples did not believe, glory to God, when they first heard the message of the good news that Jesus had risen from the dead. Glory, hallelujah, that you might believe all of the things that the Bible says about Christ, his resurrection, his crucifixion, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. The Bible just said unto us, glory and hallelujah to Jesus, when God's Son, glory to God, had appeared unto the disciples, glory to God, Thomas was not there. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says a few days later, about 8 days, glory to God, he appeared unto Thomas. Glory to God, because he did not believe. He said, I will not believe until I can put my hands, glory to God, in the nail print. And glory to God, that I can put my finger into the print of the nail, that I can put my hand into his side. Glory, hallelujah. He had to see, hallelujah, to Jesus. That's why Jesus came back and manifested himself before his disciples and others, that they might believe, glory to God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he truly had risen from the dead. Because God knew, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, that many would not believe if Jesus had not manifested himself. He had to build up their faith when they seen him. Glory, hallelujah. When they seen him the first couple of times, the God Almighty, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus waited a little while, glory, hallelujah, and he came back unto them the third time. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says, hallelujah, that they was with Jesus a third time. Glory, hallelujah. In John, the 21st chapter, glory to God, it tells us that Jesus was with them a third time to give them proof that they might believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had risen from the dead. Glory, hallelujah. He wanted them to know that it was Jesus. He wanted them to know that it is me. That's why he showed them his hand print. That's why he showed them his nail prints in his hand. That's why he told Thomas, go ahead, put your hand, glory to God, in the nail print. Put your finger in the hand print. Put your finger down in my side. It was Jesus. Glory to God, that you might believe, Thomas, that I am Christ, and I have risen, as I said. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible even tells us in John, the first chapter, glory to God, that when John the Baptist was out baptizing, glory to God, the Jews had sent certain people, the Pharisees and others, glory to God, to ask John, was he the Christ? And John told him, no, I'm not the Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible tells us, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why Jesus came, so people would not, glory to God, try to take credit for Jesus already done God at the Christ. Cross. He is the only Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of the living God. This same Jesus shall return just like he left for 30 disciples. Glory to God. Oh, God, you ought to get ready for the Son of Man is soon to return. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. The Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. That Jesus did many signs. And all of them are not even listed in the Bible. Glory to God. But he also says, glory to God, and Jesus spoke these words himself in Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets all in the land, amen, that will do great signs and great wonders. But I want you to know, hallelujah, Jesus, they are not the Christ. Glory to God. He said, I am the Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, they come to deceive many. Glory to God. This is why he gave them fallible proof that it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that was risen from the dead. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He gave them infallible proof. hallelujah to Jesus. Because the Bible tells us many will come and say that they are the Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says many men shall say unto ye, lo, here is Christ, for there are there. Believe it not. Believe it not. Jesus Christ is the Son of God who was risen from the dead, who died for your sins. No other little G God died for you. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And John also says in this chapter, glory to God, that Jesus showed himself in the flesh that they might believe. He came to them a third time because he was building up their faith. Because they had to go forth and they had to preach the word of God, and they had to believe that God is God. They had to believe that Jesus is. Glory to God. They had to believe because they did not believe. Glory to God. They didn't believe. And Jesus did all the things that he did so that they might believe and have faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the scripture tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, that believing ye might have life through his name. And he also said in the word of God, and Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed it. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Glory to God. He came forth in the flesh. He came forth in a world that did not receive him. For the Bible says that he came into the world that he created and they rejected him. He came in the flesh. And he died upon the cross. He was nailed in his hands. He was nailed in his feet. He was pierced in his side. The crown of thorns were placed on his head as proof and evidence. Because when he came back to his believers, when he came back to the disciples, glory to God, the evidence and proof was there. They had to believe because he allowed them to see it. Oh, God and Thomas, glory to God, was able to see and believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believe in no other Christ. For Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. There is no other Christ. He is the Savior of the world. And he died for the whole world that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. He is the Christ. Glory to God. He is the Son of God. For the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he carried the cross for you. You got to believe and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You got to believe it. You got to believe it without a shadow of a doubt. That's why he came. The Bible said, then came Jesus. This same Jesus that was crucified upon the cross. That same Jesus, God, hallelujah, that they nailed to the cross. Oh, glory, hallelujah, gave it fallible proof that ye might believe that he is the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the Son of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're living in times where people don't want to believe true doctrine. Glory to God. They don't want to believe the truth. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They don't want to believe the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. They don't want to believe that Jesus died and rose again. They don't want to believe it. Glory, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that Jesus came. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we might have life through him. That we will not die in our sin because he came. Glory to God. Because he came that we might have eternal life in him. But you got to believe. I mean, we believe in many things. We believe in the world system. We believe in our Jodis and our Jodets. We believe in our money in the bank. We believe in them so-called friends. But we don't have faith enough to believe in what God has done out of the love for you. Glory to God. We believe in everything else. We got faith in everything else. But we don't have no faith in God. We don't have no faith, no true faith in God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. It's time for the world to come back unto the Savior. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's time for the world to come back to Jesus. Glory to God, the Savior of the world. The Son of the living God that came that you might have life in him. You have to make the decision for yourself, glory to God. You have a choice. You have a free will to choose the way of the Lord or the way of the world. But you can't have it both ways. And probably will say, this ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. Either you're going to believe in the Son of God or you're going to believe in the way of the world. Glory to God. But you cannot live in sin. Glory to God. You cannot live in sin and think that you're going to go to heaven. That is far from the truth. The truth is that you must repent of your sin, be saved, baptized, confess your sin, announce your sin, and live for Jesus. Change your life around. Glory, hallelujah. You got to believe, hallelujah, to Jesus. You can't just believe on Sunday morning. Glory to God. People believe because they are in church on Sunday morning. Glory to God. And they're singing in the choir and adoration and doing everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you don't even know Jesus. Your name's been on the church for 30-something years and you don't even know Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. It's time now to get it right. Glory to God, because the same Jesus, glory to God, that ascended into heaven, it's the same Jesus that's coming back, and he's coming back soon, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says no man know the day nor the hour, but he says you ought to be ready. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He said man always ought to be praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you believe? Do you believe in the Son of God? Do you believe that he died upon the cross for you? Do you believe that he carried the cross? Do you believe that he shed his blood? Glory to God. I pray that you will believe that the Son of God came that you might have life through him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you might believe. See, Thomas didn't believe. And Jesus reappeared in the flesh. He manifested himself again before their faith that they might believe. But he also said in his word, blessed are those that believe that have not seen. Hallelujah. I get so excited about the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. How might I pray in the name of Jesus that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you would get your life right with God, hallelujah to Jesus, so he can rise up in your life, glory, hallelujah, and show himself alive to you, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of a Savior. Lord, I repent of my sin. Father God, cleanse me with the blood. I believe that you rose again. I believe that you died upon the cross of my sin. I believe that you rose again by the power of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin with a godly sorrow, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, to find you a Bible-believing church, amen. If you have given your life to Christ today, amen, glory to God, inbox me at Facebook or either inbox Prophetess Yvonne, amen, my leader, amen, and let us know that you have given your life to Christ today, amen, so we can kind of help you along, hallelujah to Jesus, that we can get together and pray together, amen, for your journey of faith with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. Thank you again for tuning in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, to be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. And also, before I get off the air, I'm going to thank everybody for all of the birthday wishes. Know that I love you. Amen. With the love of the Lord. Amen. Be blessed. Let no one steal your joy. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.